gifted and distractible, understanding, supporting, and advocating for your twice exceptional child. Introduction: the complex world of twice exceptional children. As a parent, educator, or caregiver of a twice exceptional, 2E child, you've likely experienced a roller coaster of emotions. One moment, you're in awe of your child's incredible abilities and insights. The next, you're grappling with challenging behaviors, meltdowns, or academic struggles that seem to contradict their obvious intelligence. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. I wrote Gifted and Distractible to shed light on the unique world of twice exceptional children, those who are both gifted and have learning differences or disabilities. These remarkable kids possess extraordinary talents and abilities in certain areas while struggling with challenges in others. This combination can make it difficult for them to thrive in traditional educational settings and can lead to frustration, anxiety, and underachievement. Throughout this book, we'll explore the complexities of 2E children, debunk common misconceptions, and provide practical strategies to help these kids reach their full potential. Let's embark on this journey together, starting with a deeper understanding of what it means to be twice exceptional. Part 1, Unraveling the Twice Exceptional Profile. To truly support 2E children, we must first understand the intricate tapestry of their minds. Giftedness isn't just about being smart. It encompasses a wide range of traits, including intense curiosity, emotional sensitivity, and creative thinking. When combined with learning differences like ADHD, autism, or dyslexia, the result is a unique and often misunderstood profile. One of the key concepts I introduce in this section is the idea of asynchronous development. 2E children often develop at different rates across various domains. For example, a child might have the vocabulary of a high school student but struggle with basic organizational skills. This unevenness can be confusing for parents and educators alike. I remember working with a young boy named Alex who could engage in complex discussions about astrophysics but had meltdowns when asked to tie his shoes. His parents were baffled by the contrast between his intellectual prowess and his emotional outbursts. By understanding asynchronous development, we were able to create strategies that supported both his strengths and challenges. Another crucial aspect of the 2E profile is what I call overexcitabilities. These are heightened responses to various stimuli, first identified by psychologist Kazimierz Dabrowski. 2E children often experience the world more intensely than their peers, leading to both incredible insights and potential overwhelm. Take Emma, a gifted artist with ADHD. Her sensory overexcitability allowed her to notice subtle color variations that others missed, contributing to her stunning artwork. However, this same sensitivity made crowded classrooms unbearable, leading to anxiety and difficulty focusing. By recognizing and accommodating her overexcitabilities, we helped Emma thrive both creatively and academically. Part 2, Embracing Strengths and Nurturing Growth. Now that we've laid the groundwork for understanding 2E children, let's explore how to support their unique needs. One of the most powerful shifts we can make is to adopt a strength-based approach. Instead of focusing solely on remediating weaknesses, we must celebrate and build upon our children's natural talents and interests. I often tell parents and educators to become talent scouts for their 2E kids. Look for those moments of flow and engagement where their gifts shine through. These are the keys to unlocking motivation and building self-confidence. For instance, I worked with a family whose son, Ethan, struggled with writing assignments, but could spend hours coding complex computer programs. By allowing Ethan to incorporate his coding skills into school projects, we not only improved his engagement, but also helped him develop his writing abilities in a context that felt meaningful to him. Another crucial strategy is what I call the parent pivot. This involves shifting from problem-solving mode to asking open-ended questions that empower our children to find their own solutions. Instead of jumping in to fix every challenge, we guide them towards self-reflection and problem-solving skills. I remember a mother who was frustrated by her daughter's chronic lateness. Rather than lecturing or imposing stricter rules, we practiced the parent pivot. She asked her daughter, "What do you think is causing you to be late? What ideas do you have for being on time more often?" This approach not only led to practical solutions, but also fostered a sense of autonomy and responsibility in her daughter. Part 3: Navigating the Educational Landscape. One of the biggest challenges for 2E families is finding the right educational fit. Traditional classrooms often struggle to accommodate the unique needs of twice exceptional learners, leading to underachievement, behavior issues, or a loss of love for learning. I advocate for what I call responsive education, an approach that flexibly adapts to the individual needs of 2E students. This might involve a combination of acceleration in areas of strength, accommodations for learning differences, and opportunities for creative expression and deep dives into areas of passion. Take the case of Zoe, a gifted student with dyslexia. Her school allowed her to participate in advanced math and science classes while providing specialized reading support and assistive technology for writing assignments. This tailored approach allowed Zoe to thrive academically while developing strategies to manage her dyslexia. It's important to note that responsive education doesn't always mean a complete overhaul of the school system. Often, small adjustments can make a big difference. For example, allowing a child with sensory sensitivities to use noise-canceling headphones during independent work time or providing fidget tools for students who need movement to focus. Part 4: The Art of Advocacy. As parents and educators of 2E children, we must become skilled advocates. This means not only understanding our children's rights and needs, but also effectively communicating those needs to others. Advocacy is an ongoing process that requires patience, persistence, and a collaborative mindset. One of the most powerful advocacy tools I discuss in the book is the strength-based IEP, Individualized Education Program. This approach focuses on leveraging a student's gifts to address their challenges, rather than solely targeting deficits. By framing accommodations and goals in terms of strengths, we create a more positive and effective educational plan. I worked with a family whose son, Max, had a traditional IEP that focused heavily on his writing difficulties and behavioral challenges. By reframing the IEP to highlight Max's exceptional verbal skills and scientific knowledge, we were able to create goals that felt motivating and achievable. For instance, instead of generic writing goals, we set targets for Max to create scientific reports that combined his verbal explanations with graphic organizers and dictation software. Remember, effective advocacy isn't about demanding or confrontation, it's about building partnerships. Approach teachers and administrators with a spirit of collaboration, always keeping the focus on what's best for the child. Conclusion: embracing the journey. Raising and supporting twice exceptional children is both a challenge and a privilege. These unique individuals have so much to offer the world, but they need our understanding, patience, and advocacy to truly flourish. As we conclude our exploration of the 2E world, I want to leave you with a message of hope and empowerment. You are the expert on your child. Trust your instincts, celebrate their strengths, and never stop advocating for their needs. With the right support and understanding, twice exceptional children can not only overcome their challenges, but also leverage their unique gifts to make extraordinary contributions to the world. Remember, the goal isn't to change who our 2E children are, but to help them become the best versions of themselves. Embrace their intensity, nurture their passions, and watch in awe as they navigate the world in their own beautiful, twice exceptional way.